This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hello and welcome. My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCasher. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us. Oh, Mary, I mean, this is it. Well, not it. This is halfway it. We are at the halfway point of the summer of 2019.
Wow.
And it is absolutely flying by. And this always happens. It seems like it drags leading up to the 4th. And then once the 4th hits, it's off like a rocket ship.
Man, it's like a roller coaster ride. You're like building up, holding your breath, and then sliding on down into August.
It really is. And especially if that build up is in nothing but, like, you know, cold and damp and rainy weather, then all of a sudden, hello, 90 degrees.
Right.
But I'm curious, have you done everything you've wanted to do on your summer bucket list?
Not yet, but we're tackling a lot of it. We really are tackling a lot of it. Last night, we went on down like a true frugal Rhode Islander that I am, and we went to Narragansett Beach after hours and had a picnic
dinner.
Nothing
wrong with that.
Nothing at all. I mean, I was joking with my husband, who is from Massachusetts originally, and I said, now you're a real Rhode Islander. You bring your dinner down, or you get like clam cakes and chowder, and you don't have to pay. Because, of course, it's great if you live in Narragansett or if you buy the summer pass. But if you are someone like myself who likes to visit different beaches, this is like the frugal way to go, is to go after hours.
Yeah.
The parking lot generally has spots open for you. It's, of course, not as hot. You don't have to deal with the traffic. So that was one thing I needed on my bucket list. But, I want to do, like, I really want to go kayaking down the Narrow River.
Okay.
That's on my list. Have you ever done that?
No, yeah. I have not. I've gone kayaking. I've seen the Narrow River, but I've never kayaked down the Narrow River.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So I at least want to do some kind of, you know, kayaking in some way, shape, or form. That's a big thing on my bucket list. You ask my kids, and they'll be telling you know they want to go to the moon. Shark Week is a big thing that they're looking forward to in a couple of weeks. So that's something big on their bucket list, is watching Shark Week and talking about sharks and still going in the beach. They're not afraid of it. So
it's funny you bring up Shark Week, because URI is having their own Shark Week this week with their education camps. I've heard that the weather is perfect for the kids. They were talking about it the other day on the radio. The weather is perfect because the kids that are part of one of the programs there, and they have many different programs, obviously, you know that, you're an alum there, but one of the summer camp programs, they actually go out and tag some of these younger, smaller sharks. Mm-hmm. They're like the nurse sharks or the little tiny sharks that are in our area natively.
Not going to bite your hand off, yeah.
Exactly, and they do it in a safe way, but they were talking about how this is their preemptive Shark Week already. But regardless, we want to know what's on your summer bucket list, so head on over to our Facebook, head on over to our Instagram, use the hashtag Summer Bucket List. Tell us what you haven't done yet, and maybe putting it in writing will help you,
there you go,
and motivate you to complete it.
Look at you, helping people accomplish their goals. One step
that's what
at
we
time.
Do here. That's what we do here, Mary. Wicked Roadie, that's what we do. So if you tune in while you're on the road, working, getting errands done, just listen and enjoy the episode. You hear something that piques your interest, you can find it all on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com. And Mary, I should mention that WickedRoadiePodcast.com has a new look to it.
It's had a makeover.
Yes. thanks to the executive producing extraordinaire webmaster skills of one Mr. Blake Larson.
Yeah. That was on his summer bucket list, was to give it a big old makeover.
Oh, wow. Look at him getting it done before the even midpoint of July.
Right?
So proud of it. But check that out. Mary, what do you have for Wicked Interesting this week?
So I've mentioned the music ensemble that I play in before, the American Band. It's an amazing group comprised of over 50 musicians from Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Connecticut. We're going to be having one of our final concerts of the season at Glen Manor House, which is in Portsmouth. It's a gorgeous, you know, kind of mansion. I mean, people have had weddings there. It's right on the water. This is a great event because you can just head on over. You can have your blankets, chairs, have a picnic. The grounds are open at 5, so there's awesome parking. You can just park, start your little picnic dinner, and we're going to be performing at 6:30 p.m. And this event is free. So oftentimes in the summer, you know, we'll go to places like this, fancy schmancy looking places, and there is a little bit of a fee, but not at Glen Manor House.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So that is that's a great event. As I said, if you have families or if you just want to have a different night out, a great date night idea, you can walk around. It's not rude to walk around our outdoor concerts. You can go talk with people and stroll the grounds. So that...
And we've often said that this is the perfect time to bring like a child.
Right.
You know, if you want to bring a kid and expose them to some, you know, awesome music, this is the perfect opportunity to do so.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's not like you have to shush them. They're not in a big performance hall or anything like that. And God forbid if they lose their minds, you can just pack up and go and
don't
lose
bad.
Any money. So that's the Wicked Interesting Pick of the Week. And now here's what's wicked fun in the 401.
Mary, it is time for the 57th annual Wickford Art Festival. Where does that take place? I'm glad you asked. It takes place in Wickford. Brown and Main Streets right there, the Wickford Village. It is happening on Saturday the 13th from 10 to 6 p.m. Sunday the 14th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission, free shuttle buses. Over 200 fine artists will exhibit their historic works. Well, they exhibit in historic Wickford Village. They could be historic works, depending on, I guess, how long ago they worked on
them. Some scrimshaw. Maybe.
Perhaps, yeah, but it's a juried festival. There's a fine art festival as well. You'll meet the best of the best right there. And believe it or not, Mary, you know, if you listen to the radio, and obviously I've talked about it a number of times, a lot of times we're located, we're ranked lower on all the lists for different things.
Mm-hmm.
This one is rated the number 7 fine art festival in the entire country. It's in the top 10, so it's the 7th finest festival. 7th finest fine art festival.
Wow.
There you go. 7th finest fine art.
Look at that.
A lot of alliterations there.
Truly, truly.
But there's no sales tax on fine art, so you can enjoy that here in Rhode Island. There'll be over 60.
I didn't know that.
There'll be over 60,000 visitors there. You can be one of them. It's outdoor, rain or shine. You can go by boat because there is transient docking available within a 5-minute walk. So maybe that's the easiest way. So check that out. It's happening this weekend, the Wickford Art Festival.
You know, speaking of how I want to go kayaking, that is an event that you can kayak to. Because the Wickford kind of little cove area, it's nothing too crazy. So you could be plopping in somewhere else in North Kingstown with your kayak, with your canoe, and head on over there and not even have to worry about parking. So I dig it.
Nice.
I dig it.
I like that. I like that.
So there's this event. You know when you're scrolling online and you see events that people go to and you're like, what is this? I wish I knew about it. That's, of course, partially part of the reason that we've created Wicked Roadie is so that you don't have FOMO and you don't miss out on things. Well, guys, I saw something really cool on an Instagram story. It was the moon. It was like a giant moon, and I needed to figure out what it is. Come to find out, the Waterfire Arts Center is going to be having this exhibit called The Museum of the Moon. It's actually sponsored in part by NASA and the Rhode Island Space Grant Consortium. This is celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 mission and man's first steps on the moon. It's been 50 years. I mean, obviously, you and I were not alive for that, Ben.
Right,
but like,
right.
How amazing that 50 years ago that this happened. So during pretty much the rest of the month of July, there's going to be exhibitions, lectures, other activities that are going to be happening, not only in the Waterfire Arts Center, but also other locations around the city. And this exhibition is completely free. The hours are Monday through Friday, 10 to 5. Actually, on Thursdays, it's going to be open until 10 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, it is noon to 5 p.m. Just tons of cool things. There's going to be adjacent galleries that are going to feature a Milky Way mural, astronaut-themed artwork, graphic presentations, and all different kinds of things that you can be checking out. So if you yourself just wanted to go, as I said, even just for a really cool photo, this moon looks really cool. It's kind of hanging from the ceiling. Lots of great things. If you have someone in your family who's really into space, this would be a great thing. Or if you're just melting your face off because summer's finally here in Rhode Island and you want to go somewhere air-conditioned, this is a great free event that's going to be taking place through the 28th of this month.
Fantastic. If you want to go check out something in a nice, beautiful, air-conditioned theater with the family, then I suggest checking out the Stadium Theater's Performing Arts Center. They have Disney's Alice in Wonderland Jr. A little different.
Mm-hmm.
It's Junior. You can travel down the rabbit hole in a world of madcap adventures in Wonderland. Join Alice as she chases the white rabbit, races the dodo bird, gets tied up with Tweedledee and Tweedledum, raps with a bubble-blowing caterpillar, and beats the Queen of Hearts at her own game. Tickets are not that expensive. They're less than $20. It's about an hour and a half total time, including intermission. So that's something to... That's something pretty cool.
Yeah,
and this is always a wonderful show over at the Stadium Theater. We've talked about them often. If you've never been to the Stadium Theater, what are you doing? What are you doing with your life? Seriously, head on up to Woonsocket. It's like a 10-minute drive out of Providence. Beautiful, beautiful theater. They have wonderful concessions there that you can get as well. Plenty of great restaurants around the area. But they are playing this show Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. each night. And on Sunday, it's a 2 o'clock matinee performance.
Perfect.
You don't want to miss it. Go online, get tickets, or go there and get tickets. But it's happening this weekend. Disney's Alice in Wonderland Jr.
Awesome. Well, listen, you guys know Ben and I, being both musicians, we love to let you know about musical acts going on in the state. And one of our top musical acts, aside from the American Band, is the Rhode Island Philharmonic Orchestra. And their performance happening Friday night is one of my favorites. Like, when people come from out of state, if they are coming to visit on this weekend of the year, I get so excited because they're going to be having a free performance at Narragansett Beach. And it's going to be Saturday night. Oh, no, Friday night. Sorry. The rain date is Saturday night. So this Friday, 8 p.m., make sure that you're over there. It goes from about 8 to 10. So you could even head on over to the beach early, get some swimming in. Just make sure that you bring some jammies. Maybe you want to have a couple of milk jugs filled up with warm water so you can rinse the kids off before they turn off the outdoor showers. The concert, of course, is free, completely open to the public. They're going to be playing some of your, you know, your favorite pieces that you probably are well aware of if you have listened to any kind of classical music, or heck, if you've listened to cartoons. They're going to be recognizing a lot of that music, just a lot of patriotic stuff to the 1812 Overture, America the Beautiful, the Star Spangled Banner. But they will be playing pieces from Star Wars, even music from Apollo 13, as we're talking talking about astronauts. So that, once again, is Friday night, absolutely free, in a different area of the state. So if you don't get out there and see some music this week, you're not doing it right.
Yeah. All right, the Paw Sox this weekend. Actually, believe it or not, tonight, the day this airs, they come out of their All-Star break and they hit 11 games in 10 days. How is that possible, Mary? You may ask.
I don't even know. Tell me, Ben. Tell me your wise Paw Sox ways.
Double headers because, you know, it rains early in the season or it's too cold to play. But this weekend, no matter what. So we have Thursday night. We have two games on Friday. That's a 2-for-1 double header, which is just always fun. One price admission, get two games. And then Saturday, Sunday, and we continue until the following Sunday, a game every day. This is a great time to come on out to see some Paw Sox baseball. Maybe you want to come out after work one night. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. You just want to come out, grab a few innings, come grab some brews at the ballpark, or just, you know, do something different. We do have an event for brews at the ballpark, but that's not the one I'm talking about right now. What I'm talking about this weekend is Friday night. We have the Jackie Bradley Jr. Golden Glove Bobblehead Night. The first 3,000 fans entering the stadium on Friday, July 12th will get a Jackie Bradley Jr. bobblehead, which everybody loves bobbleheads. Everybody loves getting these things. On Saturday, we have the Prince and Princesses night. I always say Prince and Pirates. I guess they could be the same. You know, it's all the same.
Yeah.
Bring your kid in their Halloween garb from last year or this year, because chances are it's a prince or a princess, especially if they're really young.
Unless they're my kids and they like to dress up as dragons.
Well, hey,
it would still
work.
It
works very much indeed. I mean, you know, you gotta have a little bit of everything.
Yep.
So come on out. Fireworks after the game. Beautiful, beautiful fireworks show. They do it every day, every Saturday night, rather. And then on Sunday, it's the pregame catch on the field. So if you come right when the gates open, you can take your child out onto the field and play catch with them.
That's amazing.
if you are able to stick around to the end of the game, you can run the bases afterwards. This is really cool. This is really unique because, like, little foster man, he's 2 years old. Mm-hmm. And he will not be able to sit through an entire game.
No.
So we can make the decision if we want to go early and get on the field.
Yep.
Or come later in the game and get onto the field. I should say, let me rephrase that. My wife can decide if she wants to come early and go onto the field or come later. I, however, will be there the entire time and can't wait to see you. Yeah, Sunday, it's always awesome. And just so everybody's aware, Sunday is Paw Sox cap giveaway day. So you can get a free ball cap courtesy of the Rhode Island Lottery and WEEI 103.7 FM. It's always a fun time. And then we start with our whole... We start again with a whole week of games there, Monday through the next Sunday. And let me tell you something. The Saturday, July 20th, by the way, just looking ahead.
Yeah.
That is Margaritaville night. Okay. So that music will be Jimmy Buffett music fireworks. That is, of course, on July 20th. So a lot to get to. A lot to get to later on. But this weekend, just a fun weekend over at the old ball field. What do you have?
Oh, my question for you, though, before we switch on to another lovely event is, like, are these things going to soon be limited edition, like, you know, Paw Sox hats? Like, you're going in, it's Paw Sox free hat night. Because we've got one more season.
Right. You got one more season after this season. Yeah. Technically, less than 100 games left at McCoy Stadium with the Paw Sox. Of course, you never know what's going to happen as far as, you know, if another group comes in and takes over the field. The stadium is owned by the city of Pawtucket and state of Rhode Island. They can do whatever they want, really. Essentially the Paw Sox stuff like that will be limited edition. So if you really would like, Mary, I can give you one of my work polo shirts and you guys can keep it for all time. So
thank you. All right, well, speaking about pirates and princesses, it must be the theme in Rhode Island, because next Wednesday, which of course our episodes come out on Thursday, so sometimes we like to sprinkle in events for the early portion of next week. If you've got little ones who either like pirates, princesses, or they like to dress up as them, you're going to want to think about heading on over to one of our favorite places in the Ocean State, Roger Williams Park Zoo, because on Wednesday from 10 to 3, it is a swashbuckling pirate and lovely princesses day. They are really encouraged to come on in their royal attire. There's going to be lots of fun events. Lots of fun events that are going to be themed for pirates and princesses. So another great way, as you said, to make use out of those Halloween costumes. Because Lord knows, those Halloween costumes are proper for the summer. They're so thin. Yeah. You know, you always have to put on like long johns, you have to put sweatshirts over them, because in Rhode Island, come October 31st, our kids need layers. But it's perfect for wearing in the middle of July. So once again, that's taking place Wednesday from 10 to 3. Great fun activities going on related to pirates and princesses.
Very cool.
Wicked Rhodey, of course, is incredibly proud to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island. We help spread the word of these wonderful opportunities that you get to do with the United Way for your family, your friends, different ways that all of you can volunteer in and around Rhode Island. So first up, we have SVDP of Rhode Island. It's looking for helpline volunteers. This is, of course, the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. They're going to be looking for people to really help Rhode Islanders who are just seeking basic human needs. Now, the shifts are only 4 hours. You can do a morning shift, 8:30 to 12:30, or an afternoon shift, 12:30 to 4:30, or you could just come on in for a nice old 8-hour shift. This is through Monday through Friday. So if you yourself really find that you would like to help out people in Rhode Island, this is a great opportunity for you.
Nice, nice. Yes. Also, something very important coming up, ladies and gentlemen, the Save the Bay Swim. It'll be taking place in just a few weeks on July 27th. They need volunteers in Newport and Jamestown. Why Newport and Jamestown? Well, because the swim starts in Newport and it ends in Jamestown. It's just one lap.
That's amazing.
One very long lap. But they need folks who can help with the inspection and unloading of kayaks, help with directing the parking, help with the reloading of kayaks, checking people out. If you have a kayak yourself, you're pretty proficient. They want to talk to you as well because they need people to assist on the water as well. So if you want to learn more about that,
my kayak dream could come true.
Absolutely. You could even save a life if a swimmer gets a cramp or comes into battle with a jellyfish. But regardless, if you want to help out, whatever you want to do, you can visit the Save the Bays website, or you can learn more about the United Way and all their amazing things. And folks, if you're in need of assistance yourself, just visit their website or simply dial 211 and get connected to the help that you need. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we said at the beginning, everything we talked about today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
We love to be social. We love to see your snaps. We love to see your pictures. You can easily let other people in and around the Ocean State see your gorgeous photography. I mean, let's be real. Everybody nowadays is pretty much an amateur photographer because we got these phones stuck to our hands. You're listening probably on one right now. So next time you take a photo, maybe you end up going to see the American Band at Glen Manor. Or maybe you are getting ready to put your kayak in the water and make me have severe FOMO. Well, no matter what you're doing, make sure you tag those pictures with the hashtag WickedRoadie. And better yet, if you would like to do Ben and I a huge favor, if you could screenshot your phone while you're listening to this podcast, not while you're driving, though, be safe, and then share that in a Facebook or Instagram story. You can even use the @mention feature for Wicked Roadie, but that's going to help other people learn about this podcast.
Very, very true, Mary. Good point. And if you are a business and you want to get your message directly into the ears of the listeners, simply email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, and reach out to us on Facebook.
That's right. Well, until next time, I'm Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.